Now, volunteers and part-time healthcare workers have played a big part in Wisconsin's pandemic response, including most recently the vaccine rollout. We'll meet two of those vaccinators right now, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a volunteer who's helping the state's vaccine rollout? What's it been like? What do you want to know from two nurses who have been vaccinating people against COVID-19? Do you want to give a shout out to the person who vaccinated you? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Our guests now are two nurses who spend their time these days vaccinating people against COVID-19. Wendy Reed is a nurse at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison and with Sharing Resources Worldwide, an organization that donates medical supplies and provides free surgeries around the world. She volunteers through the Wisconsin Emergency Assistance Volunteer Registry to vaccinate people at clinics in southern Wisconsin. Wendy, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Also with us, Leah Haig, usually a nurse at the Wisconsin School for the Deaf in Delavan. She currently works with the National Guard mobile vaccination team, helping the state with its vaccine rollout. Leah, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, I understand you're both taking breaks from vaccinating folks today to talk to us. Wendy, let's start with you. How has today been?
Well, today was fast and furious when I first got to the center there in Baraboo at the Wellness Center. And then it kind of slowed off as the day kind of went on. But I like it when it's busy. Makes you feel like you're making an impact.
And Leah, have you seen a steady stream of customers in the last few days?
Yeah, it's been pretty busy. Today I'm in Winnebago County. That public health department's fantastic. We're doing second doses today, so a little bit faster pace, just getting through people since they already know what to expect.
And Leah, you usually work as a school nurse. How has your work changed the pandemic and led to this current gig with providing vaccines?
Yeah, it's been a change in pace, but I've really, really enjoyed it. Our school has been virtual, so not a lot for a nurse to do when we're virtual. So being able to get out and be front lines helping vaccinate people has been really fantastic. And you just see it in the people's eyes when they come that they're so happy and thankful that you're there. It's been great.
And Wendy, can you talk about what led you to get involved in giving vaccines?
Well, typically I do quite a bit of volunteering every year. Usually between January through March, I'm out of the country, actually, doing the sharing resources kind of gig. And since I'm not doing that right now, it's kind of like, what will I do with my time? So that's when I signed up with Weaver in January, and I loved every minute of vaccinating people. It's such a joyful occasion for people. They're just happy.
We're talking to Wendy Reed and Leah Haig. They are both nurses who are vaccinating people in Wisconsin. And I haven't gotten to my point in line yet. Wendy, what kind of questions are you getting from people as they show up? Or are they just ready to get there and get it done?
Yeah, people are just so thankful. Right away, they're like, thank you for being here, thank you for giving me this vaccine. I think people are just ready to this going and get it behind them. And of course they're concerned about, you know, how am I going to feel after this? Will I be sick? And we just kind of give them advice of just drinking lots of water. I tell them, you know, grab something of your favorite drink on your way home. So if you start feeling bad, you have something right there.
And Leah, for those of us like me who haven't gotten the shot yet, what should we know about the process? What are we in for when we show up?
Usually when you show up, if you're by appointment, they usually register you in. You fill out some paperwork, go through stuff like, have you had a vaccine in the last 14 days? Your allergies, if you've had COVID, those kind of questions. You've probably seen something like that. Now that everybody's eligible, they don't really have, you know, the eligibility checklist to go through. So I would reach out to your doctor's office, the public health. They're great. Anything in your community, usually you can find where you can get your vaccine.
And Wendy, where all have you been so far in doing vaccines? You're going from place to place, I believe.
I am. So far I've been up in Menasha, over in Milwaukee, Elkhorn, Baraboo. And I also do two clinics a week for St. Mary's Hospital in their in-hospital clinic.
Is it all-day vaccinating, Wendy, or do you get to see the sights while you're on the road?
Well, I'm usually in a hurry to kind of get there because they're usually starting early in the morning. So I'm like, okay, so it's up early going. And I always just feel like I can't get fast enough to start my day and to set up my place where I'm going to start vaccinating at. And it just takes a few minutes to kind of get all that. And I mean, really to find the building and that kind of stuff. So sometimes it's a little stressful kind of getting there. But once you're in the building, it's like, oh, I'm here and I'm ready to work.
And Leah, what stamps have you added to your Wisconsin travel passport while giving shots?
I have been to Oshkosh, so the Winnebago County Public Health, Baraboo, that's Sauk County Public Health, Janesville, the Rock County Public Health, Milwaukee, and Kenosha, all kind of all over. And let me tell you, it's so nice. We're so welcomed when we come in by everybody, the staff, and they're so grateful to have us, and we're grateful to be there. It's a great experience.
In just a little bit, we're going to talk to someone who organizes some of these volunteer efforts. I want to hear from each of you. If there is, Wendy, a healthcare provider listening, somebody who is qualified to give people shots, and if they're thinking, oh, maybe I could volunteer, what would you say to encourage them to give it a try?
I would say do it. Just as we start to ramp up here now that everybody's eligible, I would encourage you to try to go to Weaver site through the Department of Health Services and get up there and get out there. I mean, not only do we need nurses and, you know, doctors and pharmacists, we just need general people that can help other people transition through, you know, go through this line, now go over here, now we're going to have you wait and sit. So we really need all kinds of people.
Oh, that's an interesting point. Leah, have you seen a lot of people like that, volunteers who help with the, I guess, the logistics and the flow, not just the people giving the actual shots?
Yes. Like when we're in a big site, like if we're doing 1,000 vaccines a day or something, we need those extra people like opening doors, telling people which direction to go and which table they need to see first, second, and then bring them to the vaccinators. So really anybody could offer their assistance, reach out to their public health or doctor's office to see if they need volunteers.
And Wendy, can you talk about the rewards you get from volunteering with this, the vaccination effort, and some of the other volunteer projects you mentioned earlier?
Well, I mean, I can't say enough. You know, the biggest reward is to have a skill that can be used in many different ways, not only just vaccinating, but also when I go to out of the country, especially when I go down to Honduras, and I'm helping Honduran children, you know, work through large surgeries, small surgeries, just the benefit. And every time I think I go to a clinic here in the United States, it's always, I take away a piece of somebody who said something to me that was like, wow, that meant a lot to me. And people are just great. And they're so happy to have people, you know, taking care of them and willing to do it.
And Leah, it sounds like you're enjoying your work doing these vaccinations, but I imagine you're looking forward to getting back and working with the kids again at the Wisconsin School for the Deaf in Delavan. Can you talk about that?
Yes, I am. Those kids, I'm so excited to be able to see them soon, use my skills in sign language again. I've only had to use it one time so far while I'm vaccinating. So anybody that needs any sign language skills to get them through the vaccination process, I'm here, along with my coworkers. We're ready to help.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Leah, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yep. Thank you.
And Wendy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. Have a good day.
You too. And thanks to both of our guests and everybody else working on this process around the state. We've been talking to Wendy Reed, nurse at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. She volunteers through the Wisconsin Emergency Assistance Volunteer Registry to vaccinate people at clinics around southern Wisconsin. And Leah Haig, usually a nurse at the Wisconsin School for the Deaf in Delavan. She currently works with the National Guard mobile vaccination team, helping the state with its vaccination rollout. We're going to keep talking about volunteers getting involved in the vaccine process, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you volunteered during the pandemic, especially with some part of the health process, maybe giving vaccines yourself or one of those other volunteers Wendy and Leah were just telling us about, helping make sure the logistics flow smoothly? Have you been part of the National Guard vaccination team? Or if you have been vaccinated, want to share your appreciation to the people who are doing the work there, Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up that conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We just heard from two nurses working on COVID-19 vaccinations here in Wisconsin. Now we'll take a look at the wider effort and the role that volunteers are playing. Rahama Bauman is a program officer for AmeriCorps Serve Wisconsin. She's the lead volunteer coordinator for the Department of Health Services Mobile Vaccination Team. Rahama, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, can you talk about the role that volunteers are playing in this vaccine effort?
Well, so many roles. I don't think that there's really just one. So for me directly, I am leading a team of four individuals who are coordinating volunteer vaccinators for the state mobile vaccination teams. And these teams are requested by the local health departments to assist with their vaccination clinics. And right now we've got volunteers that are filling those vaccinator roles from the Weaver Registry, from the state employees that are registered nurses, and also the UW system. We have campuses engaged with students and faculty that are supporting the vaccination efforts across Wisconsin. And that's just one small piece of the overall puzzle when it comes to volunteers working on this whole entire initiative. We've got volunteers that are involved in logistics across the state, supporting the different sites, Team Rubicon, United Ways, Red Cross. They're all volunteering at the local level, really, to help with the logistics piece of those sites to be able to function.
And when the call went out, Rahama, was there a big response? Have a lot of people been showing up to help at in all those jobs?
Yeah, it's been crazy. I mean, I feel very honored to have this role and be able to coordinate these individuals that are so eager to be involved to assist Wisconsin, their local communities and individuals that surround them. It's blown me away, to be honest with you.
And now this vaccine effort is ramping up. The numbers of available vaccines are going up. Eligibility getting bigger and bigger. Is that driving a need for more volunteers now to keep up with that pace?
Yes, definitely. As each FEMA site opens, as the community clinics are still ongoing, I know that there's a lot of fatigue around COVID, and we can all kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel. And this is where we really need to come together and really assist our communities out.
So if somebody's out there listening right now and thinking, hey, I could do, you know, I can give shots or I can do all the other stuff that needs to be done, what are some of the best ways that they can reach out and find the best match for their skills?
Yeah, I'm really glad that you asked that. So volunteerwisconsin.org is the first step to look at the overall volunteer needs. It's a state page that organizations can post specifically what they need. And there is a part of the website that is specifically for COVID type response activities. And then we also have the Weaver Registry, weaverwi.org. And you can sign up there to actually provide vaccinations if you're a licensed healthcare professional. And if you're not a licensed healthcare professional, that does give you the opportunity to sign up to provide the supportive type roles.
We're talking with Rahama Bauman, Program Officer for AmeriCorps Serve Wisconsin. She's the lead volunteer coordinator for the DHS Mobile Vaccination Team. And Rahama, had people been playing volunteer roles during the pandemic even before we had these vaccines in hand?
Yes. It blew me away at last March, a year ago, and everybody's still actively engaged. And a year ago, when everything shut down, we had individuals calling to ask where they could volunteer at and to help their community, sustain their community and the needs. So volunteers have really played a huge role since the beginning of the pandemic. We've had over 1,200 volunteer projects that were identified as COVID-19 response on the Volunteer Wisconsin website. And those were all supported by volunteers within this past year. It's just been crazy. I mean, AmeriCorps alone, our AmeriCorps members had over 500,000 hours of service specifically on COVID-19 activities. It's been, like I said, just crazy. I mean, I feel so grateful that I live in a state like Wisconsin.
So if, are you hoping that this drive to get volunteers now is going to lead to people being more interested in volunteering even, and hopefully this is soon, even post COVID?
I really hope so. I really think that as the negative of the pandemic has also created so much of a positive when it comes to realizing that it takes more than just an individual to make things happen. You have to come together as organizations, as communities, to figure out how to best meet the needs that arise surrounding you. And I think that as a state, we've been more collaborative on a level that hasn't been seen before.
I just got a note that our caller line had a hiccup. If you tried to call in and let us know about your volunteer experience with vaccinations, try again, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Apologies if you didn't get through when you tried. Still love to hear from you if you can call really quickly. So is there a particular need in a particular part of the state, Rahama, right now where volunteers are especially in high demand?
Honestly, anywhere in your community, you'll probably find a need. The largest needs are the larger sites that require more support. So in the metropolitan areas, but our rural communities need just as much assistance.
And for rural communities in particular, I know the mobile sites, part of the goal there was to get to places where we didn't have, maybe the big hospitals, like in the bigger cities. How big a role has that played in the vaccination effort?
I would say it's played a big role. We have at least 14 missions a week, if not more. Probably I can estimate around 40 to 80 vaccinators each week is what we're coordinating for the volunteer piece. And it's been steady since January, and it's only grown. So I really think that the mobile vaccination teams has been very beneficial.
All right, now that our caller lines are working, I want to give a caller a try. Glenn is on the line in Chicago. Glenn, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Anybody that can step up and volunteer, if you can do anything. I mean, they need people from directing traffic, getting them in the doors, helping elderly get places, the whole operation. The nurses, we call them the stabbers. I'm sorry, I've done this for 7 days, so we get kind of cynical about it. But they're the main thing, but they need, for every stabber, you need five other people to get them to them. And the volunteers make these systems work. Jefferson County did a tremendous job. Milwaukee did a tremendous job. Here in Chicago, they're doing a tremendous job at the Veterans Center today. I can't tell you how fulfilling it is to do something like this to help people out. And I encourage everybody to please step up, give it a day, see if you like it. If you don't come back.
And Glenn, you're volunteering with the vaccination sites now. Had you been volunteering before that?
Yes. I worked with the food banks when this first started out. And then are you saying in general?
Oh, no, with COVID, yeah.
Yes. Once I became semi-retired, I had more time for it. It became a very important part of my life.
Glenn, thank you so much for sharing that. Thanks to the volunteer work you're doing it. And Rahama, you heard it right there. Just the, I don't know, he sounds very fulfilled, very excited to be part of this effort.
Yes, it's amazing and it's great. And like I said, it's been an honor to be in the position that I've had to help facilitate individuals really taking ownership of their communities and knowing that they are part of the larger effort.
And remind us again, people want to sign up. What's that Weaver website that you were talking about?
Yeah, so that's weavrwi.org. And then to see the overall volunteer needs that are posted by organizations, that's volunteerwisconsin, all spelled out, .org.
All right. Well, Glenn, thanks again for that call. And Rahama, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's Rahama Bauman, a program officer for AmeriCorps Serve Wisconsin. She's the lead volunteer coordinator for the DHS mobile vaccination team. Just a little while ago, we heard from two nurses, Wendy Reed and Leah Haig, who have been administering vaccinations around the state. Still time for you to share your volunteer story. If you've been working on the vaccination effort, whether as a, what did Glenn call him, stabber? Or one of the support staff at those sites, let us know. Send us an email, ideas@WPR.org, or tweet us @Central Time WPR. Let us know what you're doing and how it's going.